This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What do you think of ChatGPT? The head of the artificial intelligence company that makes ChatGPT will testify before Congress today. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. Lawmakers are calling for new rules to guide the development of the technology. Police in Farmington, New Mexico say they are working to try to figure out why an 18-year-old roamed through a neighborhood yesterday, apparently randomly, firing at cars and houses, killing three people and injuring six others before he was shot dead. Deputy Police Chief Barrett Crum.
A male subject was actively firing upon individuals in that neighborhood. We have four officers from the Farmington Police Department that confronted the subject. They were able to stop his actions at that time. The suspect is deceased.
The deputy chief heard there on KOAT-TV. In Virginia, a man with a metal baseball bat walked into the office of Congressman Jerry Connolly on Monday and hit two staffers, say police. The AP's Norman Hall.
A man with a metal baseball bat walked into the Northern Virginia office of U.S. Representative Jerry Connolly, asked for him, and then struck two of his workers with the bat, including an intern her first day on the job. That's according to Connolly and police. Fairfax City Police said officers took the man into custody without incident and that the two staff members were being treated for injuries that were not life-threatening. The congressman, who wasn't in the office at the time, said he knew of no motive for the attack, calling it unconscionable and devastating in a post on Twitter. The suspect, Shan Ka Tran Pham, is being held without bond. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden will discuss the debt limit with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and congressional leaders today at the White House. This is AP News. The latest from the TSA.
The Transportation Security Administration is testing the use of facial recognition technology at a handful of airports across the country. A traveler puts their driver's license into a slot that reads the card, then looks at a camera on a screen about the size of an iPad. It captures an image and compares it to the ID.
What we are trying to do with this is aid the officers to actually determine that you are who you say you are.
Jason Lim with TSA showed off the technology at the Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport. Once the process is complete,
your ID scan as well as your live photo is deleted upon match.
Jeremy Scott with the Electronic Privacy Information Center would like to see some kind of audit.
To ensure its accuracy, to make sure it's not disproportionately impacting certain groups of people.
Scott is also worried what is optional now may soon be mandatory. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.